Before we begin, just a quick note. If this conversation about alcohol, identity, and desire resonates, my new book, What Are You Thirsty For? Rethinking Alcohol and the Life You Want, is out now. And if you want to go deeper, slowly, thoughtfully, and in ways that genuinely nourish you, I've opened the Thirsty For More Mindset Lab on Substack. You'll find links to both in the show notes. Right. Let's get on with the episode. Welcome to the Big Drink Rethink, the podcast for anyone questioning their relationship with alcohol or simply wondering what more life might hold. I'm Anna Donaghy, alcohol mindset coach, author, and former strategist. And each episode is going to blend lived experience, psychological insight, and powerful tools to help you understand your habits and gently rethink your drinking in a way that throws open oodles of possibilities. So whether you're trying to quit, cut down, or you're just plain curious, then you are in the right place. Let's rethink things together and explore what you're really thirsty for. Right, hello, and to those of you listening on the day that this is released, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Christmas Day, and episode 100 of the Big Drink Rethink. Thank you so much for being here. So I'm not having a sad little party for one in my studio. Thank you for being here today of all days and for following this podcast every episode. Maybe you've been here from the start. Maybe you've, I don't know, discovered the show recently and now you have a big old back catalogue to listen to get your ears around. Well, thank you. Thank you, whether you're one of the originals or a newbie. And I just wanted to take this moment to commit to much, much more coming down the line in 2026 to support you in rethinking and sober curiosity. But for now, today, let's talk about today. Christmas can be wonderful, but it can be overwhelming. It can be warm, but it can be exhausting. It can be full and strangely lonely at the same time. So whatever today brings, whatever version of you has shown up, you're just human. And this day carries a lot. So before anything else happens, before the noise, the family dynamics, the expectations, I just want to give you a moment, just you and me, a pause, a breath, a reset. In fact, let's take one together, okay? A big breath in and a big breath out. You are not the sum of your past Decembers. You're someone who's learning to show up differently, and that takes courage that most people never tap into. And courage doesn't necessarily shout loudly, it doesn't necessarily have a swagger, it can just whisper, not today, not this time, I'm choosing differently. And the best thing to do today, in my humble opinion, is to go forth curious. Curious to see what Christmas feels like without alcohol in the mix. Curious to notice which parts of the day you enjoy more. Curious to see where you feel clearer or calmer or more present. Curious to discover which moments genuinely sparkle and which ones were therefore only ever really held together by having a drink in your hand. You don't have to know yet whether this is going to be better or worse. Although, spoiler alert, I think it's going to be better. You're just gathering information. You're just seeing what today is like without that extra layer of fog. Curiosity removes pressure, okay? It turns the whole day into an exploration and, one of my favorite words, an experiment instead of a test. And if you need something practical to carry with you today, something you can actually use, here it is. Three words. Pause, check in, choose. Pause, check in, and choose. So I will elaborate a little beyond the three words. Pause. Before you react out of habit, just pause. Just create that moment. Just create that moment to check in. How am I actually feeling right now? What do I actually need right now? And then choose. Not for tradition, not for other people's comfort, choose for you. And that's it. That is your whole toolkit for today. Pause, check in, and choose. And you know what? If you do experience a wobble, it's okay. A wobble doesn't define you. It doesn't tell you a story about your strength or your character or your future. It's not proof that you can't do this. And it's certainly not the end of the road. A wobble just means that you're human. It means something old got activated or something unexpected bumped into your good intentions. And that's all. What matters, what really matters, is what you do next. The moment after the wobble is where your power is. Do you pause? Do you check in? Do you choose to begin again? Do you choose the next right moment instead of judging the last one? That's the part that shapes you, not the stumble, the response. And if there's one thing I want you to remember as you walk into the room today, as you greet your guests or start the day with your family, it's this. You are allowed to take up the space of someone becoming. You are allowed to honour yourself. You are allowed to choose the version of you that feels true. Even if nobody else understands it yet, it doesn't matter. You are allowed to enjoy this day on your own terms. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to step outside if things feel too much. You're allowed to say no. You're allowed to be quiet. You're allowed to feel emotional. You're allowed to become the person you know you can be, even on Christmas Day. So go in there and hold your ground, not with tension, but with ease. Not with defensiveness, but with clarity. And every time you feel that pull, that urge, that old reflex, place a hand on your chest. Breathe once and think, I know who I'm becoming, and this is just part of it. You've got this, not because the day will be perfect, but because you don't need it to be. Now go. Merry Christmas, lovely people. I'm going to be back on New Year's Day, but until then, take care of yourself, especially today. Be proud of who you already are. Thank you for listening and getting curious. Please rate, review, and follow this podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're choosing to listen. It really helps other people find the show. And don't forget to tune in to the next episode. And you can find all of my resources and become part of the Big Drink Rethink by heading to my website, thebigdrinkrethink.com.